On today's show, episode 12, Don't Marry Your Beliefs, I discuss attachments to our ways of thinking and other forms of attachments. I also answer the question of today about my favorite version or translation of the Tao Te Ching. All coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? Hope you're doing well. I'm going to start you off, as I sometimes do, with a parable. This is the parable of the man who sought ultimate knowledge. A young man had heard about a king who held three sacred books. These books contained the answers to most religious questions, along with the wisdom of all the great scientists of the day, and spiritual wisdom beyond description. The young man's goal was to visit this king that held these books to see if he could read or at least glance through these books. When the young man visited the king showed the young man the books and agreed to have the young man look through them. The king really enjoyed visiting with the young man and enjoyed the young man's company. He talked with the young man about a variety of subjects. But unfortunately, when the king and the young man were talking, a large fire started to spread throughout the kingdom and was threatening to destroy the castle. As the castle caught fire, men carrying buckets of water rushed in and warned the king. The king dismissed the men in order to continue talking with the young man. Concerned about the books, the young man interrupted the king, grabbed the books, and carried them outside to bury the books. The young man covered the books in dirt and placed a wet blanket on top of the ground that the books were buried under. The king confronted the young man about why he was working so desperately just to save the books. The young man said that the books meant everything. The king replied, "I was willing to let my whole castle burn just to visit with you, yet you are so invested in mere paper books. Everything that you need to know in life will be given to you. The real lessons are out there in life, not here in these books." I have worked with and seen many doctors, some of which seemed that they knew their medical facts for certainty. Interestingly enough, our facts change over time. For example, ulcers were once thought of as solely caused by stress, instead of things like H. pylori. Even in psychiatry, it was once a fact that schizophrenia was caused by schizophrenic moms, and your mental problems were caused by your parents, more specifically, by your mom during the first 5 years of your life. It was once a fact that the earth was flat, and it was once a fact that all the planets revolved around the earth. So our facts tend to change over time. That's why I tend to get kind of upset how doctors attribute a lot of things in a lot of people to just stress, and then find out later on there's a serious medical issue there. Do you know of people that are married to their beliefs? What about anyone that you know that is certain that their political views or their religious views are a fact? They think that it's 100% the only right way to see things. We marry our beliefs and we marry aspects of ourselves, like our abilities, our socioeconomic status, our talents, and even our job roles. Suppose a lady ran most of her life. She was a runner, and she identified with being a runner. Then one day in an accident, she lost her leg. Who would she be then? Hopefully, being a runner is not the only thing that she identified with. I notice that when certain professions retire, they have a higher rate of depression and even death. As a psychotherapist, I noticed that people like doctors, police officers, and a few other professions had one thing in common. Their job title was who they were. Think about it. A police officer doesn't say, I work for the city police department. They say, I am a police officer. A doctor doesn't say, you know, I would just work down at that medical building over there next to the hospital. That's what I do. They say, I am a doctor. What happens when we lose the things that we're really attached to? Now, a Buddhist might say to the Taoist that these attachments cause suffering. And as true as that may be, sometimes we need those attachments, those skills, abilities, roles, and the people in our life. We understand that we're attached to them, and we're willing to accept the risk. So when we love someone, it may be worth having a strong attachment. We just need to realize what we're going to experience when the loss of that attachment happens. Because people change, people leave us, and people die. Unlike a strong Buddhist perspective of viewing attachments as being a bad thing, a Taoist might recognize that sometimes attachments are worth it. Just be careful that you don't over-identify with just one or two things or aspects of yourself. You are complex and multifaceted. I used to be married to my psychological theories and certain other aspects of life, but even with Taoism, if I found out I was wrong about Taoism, I would modify my beliefs. So don't marry your beliefs. Your assignment is to be open to the many possibilities and look for lessons that you see in life this week. Our question of today comes from Shelley in Ontario, Canada, who writes, what is your favorite translations or versions of the Tao Te Ching? Shelley, I have many and I tend to shift between them. My favorites include translations by Feng in English, Stephen Mitchell, and Derek Lin. I also enjoy a free version by Oliver Benjamin. Some of these can be found online for free, but I'm not going to provide that link because I'm not sure if the authors consented for their works to be given freely. I know that Oliver Benjamin provides his older version free on his website, which is spelt with the romanized D, Taoism.org, with Taoism being spelt with a D in this case. Most books are available also on Amazon.com and other booksellers. For those new to Taoism, start with a translation that speaks to you, and then you may also want to look at Chuang Tzu's inner chapters. Shelley, thanks for your question. I hope I answered it well. There are many great versions out there, and if you're able to, I would try looking at various ones to find one that speaks to you personally. The best translation of the Tao Te Ching is the one that you'll use in your life. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books. Available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.